If not for Ryan Lochte, the real punching bag from the Rio Olympics would have been Hope Solo. The United States lost to Sweden in the Olympic women's soccer tournament, and their goalkeeper, the very controversial Hope Solo, who in the past has been accused of domestic violence for beating her teenage nephew and has allowed her husband to drive a Team USA van while intoxicated and got busted for that DUI and didn't tell Team USA. They had to find out about it in the papers. That Hope Solo, that very controversial Hope Solo, also apparently one of the best goalkeepers in the world. I don't know enough about women's soccer to say, hey, she's the fifth best women's goalkeeper in the world. I'll leave that kind of X's and O's analysis to someone else. But it's quite evident that with her baggage that she's brought to the table, that she's quite good. Otherwise, they wouldn't continue to start her on World Cup championship teams and Olympic teams. So following her comments after losing to Sweden, which, by the way, were like, if you thought Cam Newton was bad and you thought his comments after the Super Bowl were 9 out of 10 bad, then Hope Solo's were like a 15 out of 10 bad. She called Sweden cowards. We lost to a bunch of cowards. And she said the better team did not win. And, you know, a lot of people were critical of her for the right reasons. I mean, that's a classless way to lose. If you think about Sweden, they probably felt very honored that they knocked off the defending World Cup champions. And it was probably offensive to hear the goalkeeper that they just beat say that they were cowards and that they weren't actually better. Now, in a one-off tournament, I don't need to tell you guys that the better team does not always win, right? That's why the NBA Finals are much more fair than the college basketball March Madness tournament, even though, in my opinion, the latter is more fun. But I don't need to go down that road. So she made some comments that were ill-conceived after a painful loss. Maybe she's sitting there thinking that at age 35, the next Olympics comes around when she's 39. Maybe she won't be able to right that wrong. Who knows? But the Team USA Women's National Program just announced a statement today. I love the phrase strongly worded statement, because just like the Chargers released one about Bosa, the U.S. Women's National Team did so about Hope Solo. And they basically said that her comments were embarrassing, and taking into consideration her past issues, that they are going to suspend her for 6 months. And she will not be eligible to play for the U.S. Women's National Team until February of 2017. A six-month suspension, that seems like they really took the gloves off, right? That seems like they punished her appropriately for her embarrassing behavior. But what is it really going to hold her out of? Here's the thing. If you suspend a baseball player for 6 months, he might miss 100 games. That's highly important. You suspend a football player for 6 months, they might miss the entire damn season. Very important suspension. This is like suspending a starting pitcher in baseball 3 games. Doesn't miss his next turn in the rotation. Hope Solo is not anywhere near the next World Cup or anywhere near the next Olympics. The U.S. just won the World Cup in 2015. The next World Cup is 2019. Hope Solo will be 38 years old. Now, they reserve the right to not select her to represent the United States in the next World Cup. But the next international tournament of real significance is not for 3 more years. So suspending her for 6 months is laughable. Like, you might as well not do anything. If you're going to suspend her for 6 months, what, is she going to miss some friendlies against, like, Uruguay? Like, I don't even know. I'm not even looking at Team USA's women's national team's upcoming schedule, but I can tell you there are 2 events in women's soccer that really have international significance, and that's the Olympic Games, because unlike the men, the women's tournament in Olympic soccer is all ages included. The men, it's under 23. Maybe they just feel like the amount of international soccer is too grating with the club schedule. I don't even know what the official reasoning for that is. But for women, a 35-year-old Hope Solo can play. If she, you know, Tim Howard, for instance, in his 30s, can't play in the Olympic men's tournament. But so there are 2 real international events of consequence, the World Cup every 4 years and the Olympic every 4 years. The next one of those is 3 years from now. Suspending her for 6 months is a joke. I mean, you've got your strongly worded statement in. You sure did that. But you know what would have meant a lot more? Is if you had said, you know what, Hope will not be representing the United States in any further U.S. national team endeavors, or she will not be representing us the next World Cup. or the next Olympics. Now, you might say that's effectively a 3 or a 4 year ban for just speaking what's on her mind post game. That's way overboard. And I would hear that. My only comment is that this is a shallow punishment. It's hollow. It's meaningless. It means jack you know what. It has no value. Why would you even do this? Like, get more creative than suspending her for 6 months outside of international play. Like, that would be like if my boss in charge of programming at SB Nation Radio, Craig Larson, called me up and he suspended me from hosting again until next tomorrow night at midnight, right? He's like, you're not allowed to host the Steve Zabin show. You're not allowed to host Nate and the Noise. You're certainly not allowed to host Tony D, and you're not going to host Prime Cut or Peralt's show game night. Be like, well, damn, I wasn't going to do any of those anyways. I get done with the show at 6 a.m. Eastern time today, and he's like, you know what, Lou? You're not allowed to host, and you're not allowed to host for another 18 hours. I'd be like, ah, damn it. Wait, I wasn't going to do any of that. What? That would be like the Warriors saying, Draymond Green, you've really embarrassed us the way that you displayed your penis on Snapchat, the way that you hit LeBron and his, the way that you've behaved in the offseason, open hand slapping a Michigan State football player across the face. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to suspend you from now until the very first day of training camp, when we're going to allow you to report for the 2016-2017 season. What a meaningless suspension. Yeah, we suspended her 6 months, but that's 2.5 years before the next World Cup. Now, whether or not at age 35 she's still going to be athletically gifted enough to play in the next World Cup, in which she'll be 38, that's a different question. But unless she does anything else silly, she will be eligible to play in the next World Cup.